Well, I am at the Walled Garden here in Bloom, in the space between the show gardens and the food stands. That's RTE all over, isn't it? Stuck in that space between beauty and nutrition. So we've had to bring the nutrition and bring the food to us, bring the food here. We're going to talk sauces, we're going to talk jams, we're going to talk porridge. Let's start with sauces and Tom Carney from Insanely Good. Congratulations, first off, Tom, on the name. Who came up with that?
Morning, Philip. Myself and my partner, Dennis, travelling the long road one evening, came up with the idea of Insanely Good.
And the name?
Yeah. Yeah, as we travelled along the long road from up and down the country, we were trying to bring a retail brand to the market. So we said, how would we do it? So we looked at Ben and Jerry's and we said, let's bring some fun to this thing and have a bit of crack with it. So that's what we did.
What do you make?
From the Insanely Good ranges, it's typically all sauces. So cooking sauces, pour-over sauces, condiment sauces. So when we speak to that, pepper sauce is our signature in the Insanely Good range. It's hugely popular.
Now, people are very dismissive of sauces from jars and sauces from packets, but I had a little taste of your katsu earlier on. And I'm going to do it again now, because what have you managed to do there?
Well,
what alchemy have you performed?
Well, it's just, the magic that we do is we hunt flavour. So we have a strict view at home that everyone has everything in his life, except the only thing that changes is what's on in the evening. So it's our responsibility to give you something that you remember.
Okay.
So we'll not, if it's not insanely good, it's not going on that bottle.
But what is really clever about this is that there are three different things going on in my mouth at the moment, and they're going on and on and on.
And that is the secret to joy. That is food. You have to have that in the end of the day. So we build our flavours. We are experts at what we do in flavour terms, through blending of spices, in terms of the katsu, lovely bit of coconut, nice bit of heat, depth of spice, to give you what you're describing.
How come you ended up doing sauces when you're from a dairy background?
Well, I'm from a dairy background, but I went and studied food science in UCC. And then I went from there and I studied spice technology in the States. And then I brought it all home.
Spice technology?
Yeah.
Is that a degree course?
No, but I was very fortunate to be trained by a PhD, you say a degree course. The man that trained me, Frank Delaferra, had a PhD in spice technology.
So it's a doctorate level kind of thing.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the business end of this. I made reference to it there a few minutes ago, that everybody knows the food stalls and the show gardens and so on, but there is an insane amount of business going on here, particularly on the Friday.
Totally. This is probably one of the best opportunities of the year to meet and get opportunity to sell to all the retailers, food service, everything. This is saves us an inordinate amount of time every year that we come and meet people rather than driving from deep down in West Cork all the way to Dublin every second week. We come and we meet and we solve problems and we gain business.
There's real business done here. Deals and contracts are signed and negotiated here.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say they're great openers and great closers and great problem-solving places. Very quickly, decisions can be taken.
Can you afford to not be here?
We take a bit of fun out of it, because it's a great day for the team to come here, a great weekend for the team to come here. It's a cost, but it's a wonderful experience.
But what I'm saying to you is that you're already listed in Musgraves and Tesco's and Dunn's, aren't you? So, you know, what advantage is it to you to be here?
Our huge advantage is meeting the people, getting the experience, getting the joy of what you hadn't tasted in the katsu, and getting it in a big level and getting people talking about the little brand.
And what I'm still tasting in the katsu, which is a pity because I'm about to go and put jam in on top of that. Felix Oster from More Taste. You're a man who successfully turned a personal virtue into a business, making, not sugar-free, but very low-sugar jam, and successfully making it a business. Risky thing, though, isn't it? Taking a personal taste and saying, yeah, I'm going to take a punt on this and make it a business.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Philip. So I've been making the products probably for around 10 years, I would say. And the reason why I started was that I was told by my doctor to reduce my sugar intake. And I try to find jams and chocolate spreads that are better, so that have a really high natural fruit content, and trying to maximize the fruit and really minimizing the sugar content.
Okay. So blueberry jam, I'm about to have a little taste. Normally, when you make a jam, it's 50% sugar or thereabouts, isn't it? How much sugar is there in that?
That's just 20% sugar. So it's a reduction of around 60%.
But it is bursting with blueberry flavour. The tricky thing for you, though, must be, where do you get the blueberries with flavour? Because at this time of year, so many of the blueberries that are still being imported, they're already flavourless.
That's right. And one of the main parts of the business is sourcing the right ingredients. Because I like using that much real fruit. I can't use fruit that doesn't taste.
Mm.
So getting the fruit is the big secret, and specifically the type of the fruit using as well. For the blueberry jam, I only use wild blueberries that have a different taste profile and that are more intense, really? And that really make that intense fruit flavor in the
jam. We originally put sugar into jam to preserve it throughout the year. So do you lose shelf life by not having as much sugar in there?
So as long as it's closed, it would be preserved. There's no problem
at
all.
Of course, of course. But once you've opened it?
Once you opened it, it wouldn't last for like 6 months. It would last for around 4 to 6 weeks. But that's the reason why the jar is a little bit smaller, to make you go through a full jar that stays in your fridge without going bad, really.
Now, those are the healthy ones. You have a chocolate and hazelnut spread as well. I presume that this is just pure indulgence, is it?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. That's a brand new product that's just introduced to the public here at Bloom this year. And what I'm trying to do is...
I shouldn't be having chocolate at this hour of the morning, but that is gorgeous. Oh.
So I don't think you need that much sugar in a chocolate spread. What you want to have is that intense taste of hazelnuts and chocolate, really.
Oh, it's there. The hazelnuts are there. But where are you finding hazelnuts? I mean, obviously native to this country, but not grown abundantly.
No, but I was told that it might change. So I know that there are some farmers starting to grow hazelnuts. There's not enough yet for me to really use them. So at the moment, that would be Italian hazelnuts. Okay. So the Italian hazelnuts have a really nice taste profile.
So calling all hazelnut producers on the island of Ireland, contact Felix Oster. How many years are you here now? Because I'm marvelling at your confidence in punning in Irish. it's M. O'Fada or more taste.
Mm.
That was a brave step.
It was, yes. So as you... Probably here. I'm not from Ireland originally. I'm from Germany. I've been living in Ireland for around 5 years, but the products are produced here in Ireland, and I want to make clear to consumers and shoppers that the products are Irish. They're supposed to be Irish. And even if I'm not Irish, I thought that the brand really highlights both like the difference in taste, but also the heritage of the product.
Indeed, indeed. John Lawler from Kilbega Notes, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, thank you.
Between yourself and your dad, you're growing the oats and then you're running the food business as well in a company of three people. There's not much scope for anybody going sick there, is there?
No, we're very busy, young children at home, and yeah, it certainly keeps you moving all the time. And you have to be trying to do a bit of everything all the time. We're not particularly good at anything other than growing organic oats, but with them we've managed to learn how to do all the other bits in between.
You're not just growing organic oats. You're growing organic oats on a farm that went organic 22 years ago, was it?
Yeah, so we started our conversion journey in 1999. So 2001, we would have been fully organic. And we farmed away organically for a while. And then it was in 2010, 2011, we decided we think we're doing a good job growing oats. So we would like to test them out with the consumers. So we got a small bit milled, and from there it took off.
Is there a nature dividend on the farm a quarter of a century on in that journey?
We absolutely feel that there is. We feel like the bird life, the animal life, the insect life is where you really see it in organics. We're in a cluster of organic farms, so our neighbours either side of us are also organic. You'll find that one farmer takes the leap, next you have another farmer will see he's not actually insane, and then you'll have a cluster of farms, so you will. And especially when you get enough organic acreage together, there's good research to show that you get a good nature dividend and a good payoff, because the insects are vibrant and then the birds are around, and it's just a food chain.
I'm not going to taste your product on air because I have already tasted it, and it is the crack cocaine or the methamphetamine of cookies. How did you do that?
Exactly. So we have two products. We have our porridge oats, which is your healthy option.
Which everybody knows.
Slightly less healthy option, which are our oat cookies. The secret with the cookies is our organic oats and then Irish butter. You just really can't beat Irish butter. There's no oils in it or anything like that. And the flavour, we don't need as much sugar in them because the flavour comes through from the butter and the oats.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you all very much for joining us this morning. John, Felix, Tom.